USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's military said it carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian territory. The two peoples had agreed to a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas. A federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. In a victory for 13 states that filed the legal challenge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Doty granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday, blocking President Biden's January 27th executive order while the litigation continues. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order on Tuesday mandating that public colleges and universities cannot require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or require students to submit proof that they receive the vaccine to attend in-person classes. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
As the demand for more transparency from China about the origins of the COVID-19 virus grow louder, China continues to stonewall any investigation. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
Texas and California officials are pushing homes and businesses to conserve electricity for a second day in order to hold off blackouts as a suppressing heat wave bakes the western United States Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After calling Vladimir Putin a killer and saying he's told him before he has no soul, President Biden on Monday is now calling the Russian leader bright and tough. The two men will meet face-to-face inside an 18th-century Swiss villa situated alongside a lake in Geneva. The fifth American president to sit down with Putin. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wraps up his first overseas trip on Wednesday with a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting is expected to last 4 to 5 hours with several sessions during that stretch. Many have questioned what President Biden will be able to gain from the meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, says the president should take a Cold War stance with Putin. He tells CNBC that on many issues, the two countries should just agree to disagree.
Well, it's tricky because you want to cooperate on things that you can, but you don't want to sound too chummy. You want to push back on things where we disagree, and the list of disagreements is a lot longer than the list of potential agreements. And so that's the challenge for President Biden into this meeting. It reminds me of older days, Soviet Cold War days, when we met with Soviet leaders, but we didn't check our values at the door, and we agreed to disagree about a lot of things.
The upcoming SpaceX launch of a GPS-3 satellite scheduled for Thursday will be the first national security space mission to use a refurbished Falcon 9 booster. Launch window opens at 12:09 p.m. Eastern and will close at 12:24 p.m. Eastern and will launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.